What's up, everyone, and welcome back to the Epstein Chronicles. Last week, Prince Andrew and Fergie thought it would be a good idea to make an Instagram post and then sign off with Prince Andrew's HRH title. Now, the problem is this. He's not supposed to use that title anymore. But he's so brazen, he thinks he can get away with whatever he wants, and he truly believes that there is a way forward for him to come back and be part of the public discussion. Now, with his mother having him on her arm at Prince Philip's memorial service, that certainly emboldened him. And in his distorted, broken-ass mind, it certainly looks like he thinks that was the signal, right? The door being opened for him to walk through and right back onto the public stage. But, like in most cases, with most things, Prince Andrew is tone deaf. Nobody wants him back in the public eye. Nobody wants him involved in their human trafficking organizations. Nobody wants anything to do with Prince Andrew. Besides maybe Fergie and the fraudster that dropped a couple of million pounds on Andrew and his family, pretty sure nobody wants anything to do with this guy. But in his disillusioned mind, he truly believes that there is a pathway back for him. He thinks that since the settlement has been paid, that, you know, it's a reset, basically. Oh, we get to start at the beginning. I paid my settlement. I paid my dues. What he's not understanding, however, is there is no coming back from this. This isn't a mistake. This isn't, oh, I was driving drunk and I wrapped my car around the pole. That is not what this is. This is somebody who is accused of heinous crimes. And as we always say, even if those crimes weren't what he was accused of, just hanging out with Epstein alone and being present, allegedly, while one of the survivors is being raped, just him enabling Jeffrey Epstein should be enough to elicit a huge amount of backlash, not only from the public, but from his mother as well. But we don't see that, do we? Instead, we have Prince Andrew and Fergie running around doing whatever they want because they know there's going to be no penalties for them. What's going to happen? Are they going to be thrown out? Is mommy going to cut off his allowance? So what penalties are there for Prince Andrew at this point? He doesn't care. What more shame can he possibly be put in? So the palace is not very happy, according to reports anyway, about that Instagram post. And according to this article that we're about to dive into, they felt like they were blindsided by it. And my guess is the palace feels that way about a lot of things that the clown prince is involved in. All right, so let's head over to this article here at The Express, and let's take a look at what Lauren Welch has to say. Headline: Prince Andrew and Fergie left palace totally blindsided with special Instagram post. Last weekend, a series of posts surfaced on Sarah Ferguson's Instagram page, which were written by Prince Andrew. Now, that's weird in itself. I don't know about you folks, but I'm not on my girlfriend's Instagram page firing off posts. I don't even really check her Instagram page, never mind use it as a platform to wax poetic. So what are you doing on your ex-wife's social media in the first place? The posts, which have now been deleted, spoke of his experience fighting in the Falklands. They read how he entered the conflict full of bravado and returned a changed man. Well, not changed for the better, obviously. You're still hanging out with Jeffrey Epstein, still palling around with guys like Selman Turk. Change for the better. Hey, look, I'm not denigrating your military service. Look, fine. You went over there, you fought for your country, kudos to you. But what are you going to use that as a shield along with your charities for the rest of your life so nobody can criticize you? See, again, I'm the kind of person that it doesn't matter how much stuff you have tallied in the good pile. If you do something like this, heinous, disgusting, gross act, Well, it doesn't matter, because this one act erases all of the alleged good you've ever done. That's how bad this crime is. That's how bad it is when you sexually assault somebody. Speaking on the latest episode of their podcast, Royally Obsessed, hosts Roberta Fiorito and Rachel Bowie discuss the controversial posts and the palace's blindsided reaction to them. So, you got yourself a whole market when it comes to the royals, right? There's podcasts, there's historians, there's you name it, they have it. And these people faithfully follow the royal family. Now, that doesn't mean they aren't going to criticize them, because obviously, at least on this podcast, Royally Obsessed, they have a few things to say about Prince Andrew. But there are a lot of loyalists, and there are a lot of people that don't want to hear the truth about the monarchy in, say, the UK, or flip the script here in America about their so-called favorite politicians. People don't want to hear it. The second your worldview gets shook and you get uncomfortable, forget about it. It's the end of the world to some people. When in reality, we should all be looking to get uncomfortable. Because once you get comfortable being uncomfortable, boy, oh boy, the sky is the limit. Miss Fiorito said it's Sarah Ferguson 15 that shared posts written by Andrew. Supposedly, Fergie's the one who requested that he share his reflections on the 40th anniversary of him leaving to serve in the Falklands War with the Royal Navy. So, according to them, it was her idea for him to pop onto her Instagram and share this message in remembrance of the Falklands War. Because that's a good idea right now. Everybody's pining to hear what Prince Andrew has to say about the skirmish down in the Falklands. That's exactly the key topic on everyone's mind right now. Never mind the fact that a documentary just dropped about Jimmy Savile and your family. Never mind the fact that you're still embroiled in the situation with your friendship with Epstein and preparing for victim impact statements at Maxwell's sentencing. Never mind the fact that you're caught up with this fraudster. Let's go on to Instagram and let's wax poetic about our bravery during the Falklands expedition. Sounds like a great idea. Certainly not tone deaf. He shares over 700 words in three different posts. It was originally signed the HRH Duke of York, which he's not supposed to be using the HRH. So look, the guy is not supposed to use that label. You're not supposed to use it. But what does he care? Are there going to be any ramifications for him using it? Of course not. Again, he could do whatever he wants, and nobody's going to say one word either way about it. Now, maybe someone will pull him to the side behind the scenes and say, hey, look, this isn't a good idea. But short of coming from his mother at this point, who's he going to listen to? Certainly not his brother. Because if it was up to his brother, this dude would be strapped to a rocket already and launched to Mars. So, the only person who can really tell this moron what to do is the Queen, and she doesn't seem interested in doing so. Ms. Fiorita shared that the first step in this was that they removed the HRH from the caption, edited that out, and then the posts were taken down. Here's an idea, just don't make the posts. Do you really have to be that involved that you have to have an Instagram post about everything? Or a Twitter post about everything? I mean, come on. Don't you have anything better to do with all of your millions? Go frolic through the meadows of Buckingham Palace, for God's sakes. Enough with the nonsense. These people have such a overinflated opinion of themselves, and certainly an overinflated opinion about their opinions. She added, Buckingham Palace aides were told, and they were totally blindsided, and had zero clue about the posts. Well, that's nice. What else do you guys have to do while you're sitting around the palace all day waiting for the Queen to come walking out of her room? Miss Bowie added, I kind of look at it that Andrew was like, I showed up at the service of Thanksgiving. This gives me a moment to start my path back. Certainly. Look, we've established that, at least here on this podcast. Andrew has always thought that he had a way back. And that's why I've posted some of those look back episodes recently about this very topic. This dude, in his distorted mind, really believes that there is a pathway forward for him to come back and retake the mantle of HRH, when the reality is nobody wants him there. Nobody. It makes no sense. My very first reaction was that this guy mainly needs an editor. She adds, who is in his inner circle guiding them to make these decisions, or are they totally just going rogue? My guess is they're going rogue at this point. When you have a bad kid, right, a teenager, say, who keeps doing shit that's getting themselves in trouble, you know, they're messing up in school or whatever, well, what do? Do you give them more leeway? Do you give them more rope to hang themselves with? Or do you rein it in? Now I got to start punishing you. I gave you the respect and the trust to go out there and conduct yourself correctly. You did not do that. So now, well, now you live with Genghis Khan, my friend. Get your ass in your room. Give me all of your video games. All you can do is read books now. But there's no one there to tell that to Andrew. There's never been anyone there to tell him that. And you can see it in his behavior as an adult. Uncoachable kids become unhirable adults. And that, my friends, is certainly what Prince Andrew is. The posts were quickly deleted after posting, but not before they were seen by many, including Fergie's 360,000 followers. On the latest episode of US Weekly, host Christina Garibaldi and Christine Ross spoke about the Duke surfaced posts. Miss Ross described the posts as very cringy. Yeah, you could say that again. Cringy is going easy on them. I mean, why would anyone think it's a good idea to make these posts considering what Andrew and Fergie both are dealing with right now? And I don't just mean the situation with Virginia and Epstein. They got their own problems here with Mr. Fraudster. The post caused controversy as Prince Andrew had signed off with the captions and written by HRH, the Duke of York. During the sexual assault civil case brought against him by Virginia Roberts in the U.S., the Duke was stripped of his military titles and patronages, including his HRH title. So it's like, you know, an old baseball coach, say Joe Torre for the Yankees, running around and still signing things off as Joe Torre, coach of the Yankees. No, bro, that was the past, okay? You're not the coach anymore. What are you doing signing off with that, you know, label? That is not who you are. You are not His Royal Highness anymore. You are just another schlub. Virginia Roberts claimed Prince Andrew sexually assaulted her on three occasions when she was 17. Prince Andrew has repeatedly denied these allegations. In November 2019, journalist Emily Maitlis quizzed the Duke over the sex abuse allegations made against him. And we all know how that turned out for the Duke. Hindenburg level disaster, my friends. This guy is a boob, a moron, and quite frankly, an embarrassment to his family and to the UK. After that meeting with Maitlis, that interview with Maitlis, it was a wrap and a foregone conclusion that he was never, ever, 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 ever going to sit down with interrogators. Why would you if you were him? With that piss-poor performance? I mean, you know, that's like, all right, I'm going to start a career as a fighter. Let me jump in the ring here against a guy who is, you know, 0-12 and see how I do. Well, you get your ass busted up in that fight, probably not a good idea to call out Tyson Fury in your next scrap, right? And that's pretty much, for Andrew, how it broke down. Dude knows the deal. And he knows that if he sat down in front of a seasoned interrogator, somebody who really knows their craft, he would be absolutely screwed. The interview received enormous amounts of public criticism, and following the interview, the Duke made a decision to step back from his royal duties. Oh yeah, I'm sure the Duke made the decision. Nobody made that decision for him, because we all know people like him just cede control and power and step back all the time. Said nobody ever. He didn't step back. His mother took the title from him, and not because she wanted to, but because she had to. Not because she wanted to be proactive and be part of the solution, because she has not been that this whole entire time. It was because of an extreme amount of public outcry and the pressure on the royal family was too much to bear. So she decided, well, I have to make some kind of move. So she stripped him. In February 2022, it was confirmed that Prince Andrew had agreed to pay a settlement to bring the civil sexual assault case brought by his accuser to a close. The settlement agreement has been reported to amount to as much as £12 million. Although the actual amount has not been confirmed, the settlement is not an admission of guilt. Maybe in your world it's not, but in the regular world, the real world, certainly is more a confession of guilt than not. Innocent men, well, they fight for their innocence. They bring receipts, they bring witnesses, they bring testimony, they bring character statements by their friends and peers and their colleagues. Prince Andrew has done none of that. He's brought no receipts. All he's brought is his big mouth and his fat, stupid hands that want more. So the question is, when is somebody at the royal court going to step up and tell this moron, once and for all, you're not wanted? All right, folks, that's going to do it for this episode. Obviously, more is on the way. If you'd like to contact me, you can do that at bobbycapucci@protonmail.com. That's BOBBYCAPUCCI at protonmail.com. You can also find me on Twitter at BOBBY_CAPUCCI. The link that we discussed can be found in the description box.